Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Okay, welcome to the second hour of TalkTainmentRadio.com. You are listening to The Compensatory Concept. So let me read it as the script says. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and that is TalkTainmentRadio.com. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. This is Wednesday, February the 20th, 2019, and our topic of discussion is words, the use of words, the construction of sentences so that you can interpret what is being said and what you are saying. And I have to commend the callers. You have really been on it today and asking very good questions, you know, concerning the use of words, because my experience in white supremacy racism and that they're always trying to trick you and you don't always understand. So you need to understand, as Mr. Fuller has indicated, by doing what? Asking questions. Okay. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show. Or you can also go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click on Listen Live and you can listen live. But right now, we are going to go to the phone lines, line number one. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Good morning. I was just listening to the previous caller, and he asked about the word temper, and Mr. Fuller referenced it to temporary. As I was taught when I was a kid, it was more like temperature, meaning when you got in your temper, you need to keep your cool. Don't get too hot-headed, whatever. So that's the way I always learned it. Mm-hmm. In order to control it. Now, when I have a lot of friends in academia, and a lot of them are going into what they call diversity and inclusion. And when I look at those words, I don't look at the definition of a word. I look at the etymological base of a word. So when they say diversity and inclusion, it's like they have this idea of that's a practice of getting us in or whatever.
Is that what that word means, sir?
No. Not at all. If you look up inclusion, the etymology of it,
it means
keep out.
Okay, I got you.
And diversity, when you break that down, di means two, verse means talk. That's double talk. The double talking of keeping out.
Yes.
I break words down like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get Mr. Fuller's perspective on how I look at that and how I use that. Am I on the right track or am I just out there?
Okay. Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Well, if it works, so you always do what works. And so if what you're doing works for you without any problems, you go forward with that. What is recommended in the code book is that when a person uses any word, a word is just, no word means anything until the person who is using the word explains what he or she means. That's the best way. Sometimes people will say, well, that's not what the dictionary says, but you don't go by what the dictionary says, because dictionaries change.
Yes.
They change all the time.
Yes.
In every language. So therefore, when a person says, well, what we need here is more diversity, then you say, you hold up your hand right then, if you don't understand what that word means.
Yeah, what is that?
Even if you have read and researched in many books what the word does mean according to that book that you read, but you don't know what the person means when he or she is using it. When that person is using it. So the codified procedure is, say, sir, what do you mean by the word diversity? And the person sometimes, if it's a white supremacist, they will do this. Sometimes they will say, oh, yeah, come on, buddy, you know what that means.
Yes.
You know, see, that's the way they'll go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You watch out for that. And you say, sir, no, I don't.
Yes.
I have heard different versions of what it means. I have an idea of what it means when I use it, but I don't know what you mean when you use it. So if you do not mind, sir or ma'am,
mm-hmm.
explaining what you mean when you say diversity.
Exactly.
And once you ask the question, don't help them with the answer. That's another thing that's real important. Once you ask a person a question, do not, once they start saying what the answer is and you jump in and saying, well, you know, I think I see what you mean now, and I don't agree with that. No, don't resist the urge to do that. I've seen people do that over and over again. That's always a mistake.
Yes, sir.
Once you put that question mark behind your question, don't say anything at all. Wait for the person to answer the question. And another thing, never move to the second question before you have gotten a satisfactory answer to the first one.
Yes, sir.
And the reason for that is what? To avoid what?
Confusion.
Confusion.
Yes, yes.
Because that's what the white supremacists, with their words, they are looking to do. They are mm-hmm. always looking to confuse their victims.
Yes.
And they use words to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And the brother used the word etymological, I believe that's how, what he said. And at first, I didn't know what he was saying. So I asked him, what do you mean? Of course, he went in diversity, but it was that word. Anyway, it was a derivative of the word etymology, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Excuse me if I'm not. But I understood what he was saying then, and then that made, when he said the word diversity, it made it clear because he was trying to get an understanding of what they were saying. So he went back to what that word meant. Good call, brother. Good call. Let's go to the phone lines. Line number what? What am I? One? Okay. Line number one, you are on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. It's Darnell again. The word temper, I was wondering if it was associated with temperament also, because I know that some things that get a person from 0 to 100 might not get another person from 0 to 100 in the same time frame. So maybe is that because of their understanding or their temperament, you know, their tolerance to certain words and situations that they might be able to control their emotions better than others? And another question is the word plan. Obviously, the white supremacists have a plan. So would it be fair to say that if everybody that's non-white doesn't have a plan to promote justice, that they're indirectly saying that they're going with the white supremacist plan? Thank you.
All right, Mr. Fuller.
Now, the first question is about the temper thing. Well,
Here
again, we'll just go over that again. Any word that is used by anybody, if you use the word, just understand the word that you are using and what you mean by it, and be willing to explain in fine detail exactly what you mean when you use the word. Because all you're trying to do is just communicate. A word is nothing but a tool, like a pair of pliers or a saw or a screwdriver or a hammer. It's just a tool for accomplishing a task. So you want everybody to understand what you're using a word for to and what task you're trying to accomplish.
Yes, sir.
Like we went from temper to diversity, you just say, okay, what is diversity? So what is diversity, and what is it supposed to do?
Yes.
See, once we get all this diversity, what have we got? I mean, and is it constructive? See, you might have 200 questions right behind that one word.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't bring up anything about diversity, sir or ma'am. All right, but since you brought it up, what is it? And is this something we should have? Oh, yes, diversity is something we should have. Okay. All right, well, what is it? And then what are we going to do with it once we get it? Okay? Because, you know, when you do things, you're looking for a reason for doing it. And it's supposed to be, presumably, a constructive result. And you'll definitely ask that question. Once we get all this diversity, what's going to be the mm-hmm. constructive result?
Yes, sir.
Once you describe what you mean by what you mean by it in the first place.
Hmm.
What was that second question?
It just escaped me. But I will say this. So it would be safe to say never assume that you know what somebody else is saying.
Absolutely. Because that is a dangerous thing that is done almost every minute of every day, everywhere, in every area of activity. And that's why you have this confusion throughout the entire planet in what? In economics, even the word economics itself. People will say, well, you don't have the correct economic system. Well, that calls for a question right there. What do you mean?
Yes.
By correct economic system. What is the correct economic system, sir? Oh, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, it gets kind of involved, so I don't have time to discuss all of that and whatnot. Well, sir, do you think that we can find time in the future? Because you just told me something that I'm supposed to understand, and I don't understand it until you explain it. What is a correct economic system? What do you do to have one? All right. And what's supposed to be the constructive result of a correct economic system according to you? Okay? And I'm just saying, that's the first area of activity. And then you do the same thing, education.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by education? Education in what? That's learning. Okay, learning what? In order to do what? What's going to be the result after I get educated?
Yes.
You know? Be specific. And what's the time frame? All right? I mean, I might need to know what I need to know right now, within the next 2 weeks, because I need to be educated in that particular thing. Okay? Be specific.
Yes.
And then entertainment, labor, law, politics. You don't want confusion in any of these things. An explanation for words eliminates confusion. Religion, sex. If a person says something about, you know, my religion is something that you never even heard the word before, you say, well, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
What is that religion? And what does that religion require you to do? And what's going to be the result of your religion when it's practiced by everybody, if you want everybody to practice it? And what's going to be the result in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics? What does your religion tell you to do when it comes to killing people, war? I mean, does your religion cover that? Do you kill people under some circumstances? Under what circumstances? Let's go into some details here. Because some religions require you to go to war. Other religions say you don't ever kill anybody for any reason. Thou shalt not kill. Okay? Well, any exceptions to that in your religion? And if they have some exceptions, what exceptions? When?
Questions.
See, sometimes you'll have maybe 500 questions about what? One word.
Wow. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Let me do three of them here. Let's do this one. Let's go. This is Libby, New Money, and a conversation with Dawn Karima. Now, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And we say this every week, but if you haven't listened to one of these shows, maybe your time is whatever, maybe you need to invest just a little time just to see what the show is about and what words that they are saying that you can interpret or whatever you need to glean from these programs. But one thing about it for sure, you won't hear them nowhere else but right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. By the way, that's radio the way it should be heard. But anyway, all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and you're there. You're right there. And you get a little bio and a little information on the show personality and what the show is about. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. We have been discussing words. What do they mean? What do you mean by words? Interpretations, sentence structure, and all that goes with words. What is being said? And Mr. Fuller has offered his suggestions about that. As a matter of fact, he has been referring to the book, which is the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, your operating manual, if you read. And this is one reason why you should get the book. A caller called in reference page 66 about temper. That was under the first area of people activity economics. And it was a good discussion about that. If you haven't heard it, you know, replay the tape. But this is why you should get this operating manual so that you can see what is being said. With that being said, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was the one that called earlier about etymology.
Yes, etymology. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and Mr. Fuller referenced what I've always said to people. When you have a definition, definitions always change. Etymology is the origin of their words.
Yes.
So I always go back to that and say, okay, you go back and look at those words, you will get a good sense of what they're saying, telling you with that, and then you can flip it. So I turn around and do what he says. I'll ask questions based on the origin of a word, not what they're defined as. Because they'll flip it all the time based on the conversation they have with different people. So like with diversity, at one point, we, as people of color, will say, oh, that's for black and white. Well, white supremacists come back and say, no, that's for yellow, orange, brown, and blue. So you got to get the definition in that. Now, my second question, and I'll be done for today. When the white supremacist sees that you understand the game that they're playing, they throw out the card of why are you dealing with semantics? What does that mean? What are they telling me when they say that?
That is an excellent question, Mr. Fuller.
What are they telling you when they say what?
They'll say, oh, why are you dealing with semantics?
The masses?
Semantics.
Semantics.
Yes.
And the question is, why are we dealing with semantics?
Yeah.
And you say sometimes people will raise that question.
Yeah, when they know that I know how to play the game, where I know, they know that I can pick up on the words that they're saying and what they're really saying, they don't want to talk anymore because they'll turn around and say, well, I'm not getting into semantics with you. That's what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then you ask the logical question, and what would that be?
What is semantics?
What is semantics? See what I mean? You always go with what a person is saying to you. You don't have to start scratching your head. You just listen to what the person said,
mm-hmm.
and the person went from a set of one words to a set of more words, different words. And so they mentioned something now that they hadn't mentioned before, and they put it in the form of a question.
They did.
Why are you dealing in semantics? That was the question. Well, every question has an answer, but sometimes you have to have, before you can answer the question, you have to deal with another question, and that is, what do you mean by what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
So you said, why are you dealing in semantics? And you say, well, sir, I didn't say anything about semantics, but you just did. So will you explain to me, sir or ma'am, and always be polite. See, right. Don't argue. Everything will go right where it needs to go. Just stay in the question and answer lane. That's all you have to remember. See, what do you mean, sir? Or what do you mean, ma'am? By the word semantics.
Mm-hmm.
since I didn't mention semantics, you did, all right? So you tell me what you mean when you ask me, why am I dealing in semantics when I didn't say anything about semantics? I just asked you, when are you all going to put some signs at the bus stop? And you're talking about semantics. So I want to know how'd that get in here. You know, what, you know, and see, just always pay attention to what the other person is saying.
Absolutely.
And once you ask the question, remember this, don't start elaborating, okay? Mm. And don't start helping them with the answer based on what you think they ought to mean. See, let them explain exactly, because they're real tricky. The white supremacists are real tricky when they'll have you trying to explain what they ought, what they should mean, and they'll take up the next hour just letting you talk. Mm-hmm. All right, and you, and the more you talk, the more you'll want to talk.
Yes,
that's just a sort of an instinctive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll take up another half an hour when you started off trying to get this person to explain what semantics mean,
mm-hmm.
and you wind up giving your version of what your research tells you that it meant. So he would just wind up after half an hour saying, well, that's your view, and you're entitled to that and all like that, so we'll move on to the next question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what has happened is they got out of saying what they meant.
They sure did.
And they were real shrewd at doing it, because particularly, you know, people of color, black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere, we have a tendency in discussions with white people to try to show that we're intelligent. All right?
Yes.
And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they will just let you talk. Okay?
Yeah.
And say whatever you got to say. And they'll say, well, you know, what you're saying is real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought of that when they have thought of all of it way in advance.
Way in advance.
All right?
Yes.
But what they are doing really is manipulating you into saying a whole bunch of things that had nothing to do with what they started out talking about.
Nothing. Yeah, I like what the brother said. He understands how to play the game, because they are playing the game on you. Let's go to the phone lines here. Caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question.
Hello, yes, good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're talking about words, because there's a new acronym going around, and it's called ADOS. Are you familiar with that, Mr. Fuller?
No, sir. Haven't
okay.
heard.
Okay. Let me explain.
ADOS.
Yes.
They don't keep coming up with a whole bunch of acronyms. There's going
to
be thousands
do.
Of them.
Yes. And it's funny with this one. It's ADOS. Now, this concept called ADOS, which in short means American Descendants of Slavery, and the mission statement of the ADOS is to demand reparations, or as you would say, compensation from the United States, and they want these set-asides in the areas specifically I noticed of economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, and politics. So the question is, and let me be clear, this is just for American descendants of slaves, not Haitian, not Trinidadian, not Guyanese, specifically American, okay? Now, the question I have for you is, should those who claim to be American black descendants of slaves have a claim to be repaired? And is this divisive or constructive for those non-whites who claim to be American descendants of slavery?
Well, the way I approach it, a lot of what's in the compensatory code that I have written is to cut right to the chase, to say the one thing that'll wrap up everything. No dribbling down the court. If whatever you say, make it a slam dunk. No dribbling down the court, ever. No passing the ball back and forth. Just throw it from one end of the court to the other, from any spot on the court, right into the basket, every time you touch the ball. That's what compensatory codification aims to do. So to cut right to that chase, You just simply say, sir, rather than go into all these details about Haitians and when this happened and when the Haitian Revolution was and when the Jamaican Revolution, failed, or if there was one that failed and all like that, and what reparations should be given to the black people who were in Mississippi versus the black people who were in New York back in the 1800s. Hey, we don't even approach it from that. When you start talking about compensation, according to the textbook, we say one thing, replace the entire system.
Entire.
Yes. Of white supremacy worldwide with the system of justice. And then you explain what justice means. Guarantee that no person is mistreated. Nothing less than that. We ain't talking about nickel and diamond here. We talk about a massive world system. Guarantee that no person is mistreated at no time for any reason, and guarantee that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Anything less than that is not worth discussing at all. And we're talking about in 9 areas of activity covering this entire planet.
Yes, sir.
Because the system of white supremacy covers the entire planet. So what you want to do, or what is we think you're trying to do, is get into a long, drawn-out debate, which we have already had millions of those, about nickel and diamond. Who's going to get a little piece of this? Who's going to get a little piece of that? And maybe 50 years from now, we'll come up with a new program where now we're going to reconsider what Indian tribe is going to get a little piece of this and a little piece of that.
Mm.
No. Replace this entire system.
Mm.
And come up with a system of justice in all 9 areas of activity.
Okay.
And do it by, this is Wednesday evening, do it by Thursday evening.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here.
So the lady that told LeBron James was just shut up and dribble, you're just saying, just slam dunk it.
Slam dunk it. I mean, from see, codification is about slam dunking from any place on the court.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to make a football analogy, counter-racist codification is about make a touchdown every time you touch the ball.
All right.
Period.
Period.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Don't touch the ball unless you're going to make a touchdown. Period.
Yes,
all right.
Sir. That's bringing it in.
Yeah. I mean, hey, making it exciting and all the drama and all like that. See, because the white supremacists, they've figured out we have trained black people to love drama.
Yes.
See, we like, before we get to the point, we got to go through all of this and all of that, all right, to finally get to the point. Got to do all this strutting around and whatnot. No, hey, this is all about movement and getting things done swiftly, constructively, and definitely in a methodical manner,
uh-huh.
All right? But do it fast. But do it in a methodical manner and do it efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do it. That's codification. Not all of this, well, let's see now. Next year, let's come up with a program. Back in the old days, I used to refer to it as, when I saw black people buying into that.
Mm-hmm.
I was 13 years old, and I coined a term for it. I called it, I did some name calling at that time, which I shouldn't have done, but I called them next election Negroes.
Woo!
Right.
Okay, we got to hold it.
You just had an election yesterday. Now they already talking about the next election.
Mm.
What are you going to do with this election?
Okay, we got to hold it right there. We can pick it back up when we come back on that part there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download. And podcasts are available, by the way. Download the TalkTainment Radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Excellent questions, scholars. Stay right there. We have a couple of calls on the line. Homeschool 257, I'm trying to get to you. And Mario, that last one I'm trying to get to, too. But words are important. We'll be back after this on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you.
Talktainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447. For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty, thank you, Ed. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. You like to get in contact with the show, 1-877-932-9766. I'm not going to be able to get to all the Gmails today. Maybe we should go another hour. Hint, hint. No, no. Well, anyway. Excellent calls. Let's just say this. Mr. Fuller, some people have called in or written me and wanted to know, did you get a chance to watch or look at The Matrix, Get Out, or Black Panther? And then they made a few suggestions as the whole Purge series, the Purge election year, and also ask if you have seen or should see The Usual Suspects, Unbreakable, and The Game. Brother McKinley wrote in, you know, about that. I don't know if you've had a chance to do it because your schedule's like mine or like mine, similar, because I'm in the stacks all the time researching stuff. But they wanted to know that, and perhaps you could add those to your list of movies that you have enunciated on in previous shows. So, yeah, that's The Usual Suspects, Unbreakable, The Game, and The Election Purge have been suggested as that. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller.
Yes, hello, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. It's Darnell. And I wanted to ask if what Mr. Fuller was talking about as far as the slam dunking and getting things done quick, is that because the white supremacists have us dubbed as incremental people? Because I believe Mr. Fuller, he had a video where he said that black people are incremental people, so we're supposed to just, you know, be going at a certain pace, or that's what we expect it to be. And I also have a statement about when I was on the workplace a couple years back. I was working at a fast food restaurant, and me and a non-white person were out back of the establishment on a smoke break, and a female suspected white supremacist came back out also behind us, and she said, "What are you, quote-unquote, what are you people doing out here?" And I was kind of, like, taken aback because I didn't know what she meant by it, but I kind of had a suspicion. So I asked her, I was like, "What do you mean by you people?" And she kind of didn't, like, she kind of, like, second looked at me like she, like, knew what it was going to lead to if she answered that question. So she kind of went around it and confused me, and she was like, "You know what I mean?" And she kind of left it in my ballpark, but I didn't respond, but I just left it alone. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, you care to respond to that before we move on to the next call? I know it's under VGQ, but.
Yes, well, he was recounting an incident, but the question that he asked was correct. I mean, trying to get clarity. See, if someone is talking to you, the first thing you want to get clear is what they are saying, and then why they are saying it, and what the result is supposed to be. So the lady said, what was the question? What are you people doing here? Well, he answered by asking the question, what do you mean by you people? You people. What kind of people are you people? All right?
Yeah.
But don't help them with the answer. Just wait. And don't move to the second question until you get the first question answered. Why? Because if you do, you're adding to the confusion. See, make sure that you get the first question well understood. All right? Even if it takes an hour. Say, lady, you haven't explained to me what you mean by you people. You know, right. Now you're going on telling me about something else. I asked me about something else. I first want to know, what do you mean by you people?
Yeah.
You know, you people. You know, is that the letter U or the word you, Y-O-U? or you know.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, are we making a U-turn? I don't know, you know.
Yeah, tell me. So, explain yourself.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this for the audience now.
Yes,
But you don't ask all of this. You just stick with what the person said. See, use exact words that they said.
Exactly.
What do you mean by you people? And you can even ask, are you one of you people? You know?
Yeah, you
can ask her that.
You make a good point. Thank
and
you.
What's the difference between me being you people and you being you people?
Yeah, for clarity.
Is there a difference? Yeah. You might have a dozen questions just about that alone before you even move to the second question. Because you want to get what? Clarity.
Clarity.
In order to eliminate what? Confusion.
Confusion.
Because that's what you never want to leave a situation confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you to Wayne Owen Richards about the acronyms. He said, one should always know and remember TLA. The acronym stands for three-letter acronym. Good point, Brother Wayne. Let's go to the phone line. What line am I on? Two? Okay, line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Fuller. How you doing, sir?
I'm still learning.
Wonderful. This is James calling from North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, I know you discussed your books earlier during the program, and you explained what their purposes are. And if I understood you correctly, you said that the revised expanded edition has all the information plus more than the original book. Is that correct?
That's correct. That was my intention.
Yes,
and I think I did that. If you look at the original 1984 edition, rather, that's not the real original. The original is 1957, but the 1984 was the one that I still carry. Okay, so that if you look in the beginning, almost all of the beginning of the book is also duplicated in the revised expanded 2016 edition.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked you that question, sir, is I'm at your website right now.
Yes,
and I
sir.
See information that gives instructions on how a person can order these. I already have all three. But, you know, I'm just taking a look at the information on your website, and it reads right here where I'm about to read. It says, backed by popular demand, the original version of the code book. For a limited time only, order your keepsake copy of the original version of the code book. This limited edition copy contains material not available in the revised expanded edition. Many readers regard this book as the foundation of Neely Fuller's code books. To fully understand the principles of the code, this original copy is a must. Was you aware of that, sir?
Oh, I'm not aware of that. I mean, I'm going to look. I'll get in touch with the people who put that up there. I'll get rid of that last line. I don't want that, you know.
To be honest, sir, I didn't think you were.
No, and I'm not out here trying to sell books as such. I'm trying to promote thought, speech, and action that will lead to the end of a system of racism. See, so it's not about a book, Neely Fuller's code book. It's about trying to get this job done. But I have to do it through the vehicle of a book. I found out that was, at the time, that was the only vehicle I really had. Now I have more venues. I try to keep people centered on the books rather than I do on programs like TalkTainmentRadio.com, because I don't want people to get the idea that Neely Fuller is somebody's leader or mentor. Sometimes I'm referred to as being the mentor of a lot of people. I hope not. Don't follow Neely Fuller anywhere. I mean, Neely Fuller is not the mentorship. Logic is the mentorship. That came with the universe. Logic will not fail you because that's what Neely Fuller is trying to follow. But Neely Fuller makes mistakes, just like evidently, if I'm saying people must have the original book, that's a mistake. Now, you know, you don't just must have it. I mean, it might be convenient, because some people have said they kind of like the old book, because they, at least one person said they wouldn't have understood the second book, which I don't understand this, if they hadn't seen the first one. And then people have said they like the format in the old book. I don't understand that myself.
Yeah, what it actually says, I'm going to read it again, sir. It says, to fully understand the principles of the code, this original copy is a must. It doesn't read that a person has to have the book. It says, to fully understand the principles of the code, this original copy is a must. And the only reason why I pointed that out, sir, is because based on what you said earlier in the program, and I've heard you say it several times before, that the revised expanded edition is really all a person needs. They don't need the original copy. If I understood you correctly.
But that is correct. That is strictly my opinion.
But see, the thing is, I just didn't want anyone to become confused. I mean, you stressed.
Yes, well, I don't want to add to no confusion, so I'm going and look at that. I haven't really, I've never even seen it up on that site. But I'm going, you know, I don't have access to it right now. But I'm going to check that out, because I'm not supposed to send any kind of confusing signals like that, period.
So that was my way of just trying to help.
Yes, sir,
and
that helped.
I hope
that helped a lot.
That.
I'm going to have to get on that right away.
All righty. Hey, James from North Carolina, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I just feel like it's my duty. You know, that's what was the full.
Yes, correct. You know, correct.
I feel like
do
it's
the
my
correct
duty
thing.
That I should point that out, because like
nothing
said,
less than the best.
You know, we don't need any confusion.
Right.
No confusion.
No confusion. Okay. Thank
you. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much, James. I just want to commend the callers, the listeners. Man, you have just been, if you will, Mr. Fuller, they've been off the chain today in asking questions, which is very good, sharing their different stories, like the brother got me the correct pronunciation of etymology and all that kind of stuff, and answering or challenging, you know, it's just been very good. And even James here, who is a regular caller from North Carolina, Mr. Fuller, I don't know if you were aware of this, but he actually gave the intro to the section that we give you every 45 minutes after the program about the discussion of your book. And that was a lively discussion, you know, about your book, you know, where you can get it, the site, the information that is on your book. So before we move on to the next question, would you like to add anything on that discussion of the of your book?
Well, definitely I want to clear that up about what that discussion was just before, and that is that 1984 edition that's up there on that website, you get that only based on what some people have said. If you just want to add on the original copy and just have that, as you know, because you just want it. But I didn't have any intention of putting that there as a must for background of the 2016 edition. No, the 2016 edition and the 2010 edition or word guide are the books that are the primary copies.
Okay.
That were up there before this other copy even put up there.
Okay.
That 1984 edition was put up there just by people who said that they wanted that it should be there. And so that's just really all that I'm saying about it. I mean, some people have asked for it. For what reason, I do not understand. But they say they understand it, the people who have made that request. So, but I'm saying that if I was going to buy my own book, I mean, I would start with the 2016 edition, and then if I had extra money, get the word guide too, because the word guide is, I think, important. But the other book would just be for background or reference purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to make that explicit.
Good, good.
On that website.
Okay.
Because I don't want that kind of confusion.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to hustle, all right? This is not about running a hustle on black people. Black people get hustled too much. I don't want that. I mean, I'm not trying to run any kind of hustle at all. I hope not.
Yes. Okay. So producejustice.com will take care of it and all that a person needs to do
right.
to get the book. Okay. 1957. Right. That's interesting. Okay. Let's do this. Okay, Homeschool 257. He says this, Mr. Fuller. Good rising, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, African-American women are four times more likely to die during childbirth than white women, and African-American children are twice as likely to die before their first birthday than white children. What is the compensatory response to this problem?
Oh, it's listed in the textbook. The white supremacists have what you call population tailoring, racial population tailoring, among their six strategies. That's one of them. And they do this all the time. I mean, poison the water, food that's not nourishing, but tastes excellent. Anywhere you find black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere, you find plenty of what? Of what's supposed to be food. And they call them black people, even give them, somebody made up a term for them, I don't know who. They call it food deserts. Wherever you find black people, you don't find real food.
Mm-hmm.
You find something that's imitation food.
Yes, yes.
It's got a lot of salt and sugar in it, and it tastes good, but it's not nourishing to you. In fact, it's killing you.
Yes.
Okay? So that's what the white supremacists put on their shelves. And they'll put it in gaudy packages and whatnot and make it, you know, sodas. From what I've been led to understand, and I found out on my own because I stopped drinking. I used to drink a lot of root beer, me myself. And I was having headaches. I didn't make the connection. I stopped drinking the root beer. I stopped getting headaches.
Me also.
All right. And a lot of those sodas are making you sick.
Mm-hmm.
With, and you don't know the cause of you being sick or why you're always not having the energy that you should have, because they'll advertise that that stuff gives you energy.
Yeah, energy drink, yeah, right.
There's nothing in it that'll give you energy at all.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be better off just drinking water.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, good question. Okay. All right, let's go this here. This is, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce, but anyway, it says this, Mr. Fuller, the American descendants of slavery have started a movement stating that the slaves in America are owed money by America and are owed money by other descendants of slaves because they came here to eat off of the work that American slaves did. As you always say, Mr. Fuller, the white supremacists thrive in confusion. And this looks to be creating mass confusion and anger between black people. Can you, Mr. Fuller, think of any way that the white supremacists will capitalize on this confusion for the benefit of white supremacy?
Oh, in every way that they can. Anything that looks like it might cause some type of animosity between one non-white person and another, the white supremacists will take just a very brief time and study it, because it doesn't take them much. They have been at this business a long time, and they will say, hey, here's another opportunity, and they will spread whatever that animosity is.
Yes.
By whatever means they can. They will immediately grab hold to it and just spread it as far as it will go in order to keep non-white people what? Confused and combative among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you keep your prisoners just always focusing on each other, if you get a bunch of prisoners of war, which is what we all are according to the code, if you're a person of color on the planet, not just in one section of the planet, anywhere on the planet, if you're a person that's classified as non-white, you are a prisoner of war of the people who believe in white supremacy. That doesn't mean all white people, but
right.
That means the most powerful and the smartest ones. On the basis of evidence, they are the white supremacists, because you can't be ignorant and be supreme over anybody for very long, all right? Because the people who are smart will realize you're ignorant, and they will know how to use their abilities by being smart to overcome your ignorance and your power, or what you think was your power, because ignorance and power do not go together.
No, they don't.
Not at all. All right? And so smart people will always dominate people who are not smart. So that's why the white supremacists have even tried to get the non-white people of the planet not to want to learn anything except what? What they teach them, and what they teach them is how to do stupid stuff. So black people, we just have a tendency.
Yes, sir.
Without us even being aware of it.
Already.
To gravitate toward anything that is stupid and or silly.
And
we
want
to be right in the middle of it.
Okay. Let me get this last phone call. We're up against time here, but go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Quickly.
Yes, I will make this concise. I was compelled to call in again. The ADOS specifically doesn't want money from other black folk. The ADOS wants money from, or compensation from, the United States. And, you know, to follow up what you said, Mr. Fuller, you know, when you look at it, you want things as a slam dunk. Correct. I understand that. But you got to look, you always reference Andy Dufresne. His whole movement wasn't a slam dunk. It took time for him to escape. So I say that to say maybe ADOS, maybe you should look more into it, you know, on your spare time to see what it's about. That's just a suggestion. But a lot of people misuse the concept. And mm-hmm. They don't understand. So they could go to ADOS101.com.
Alrighty.
Figure it out. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of stuff, but it's interesting to look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much, caller. In response to that, Mr. Fuller, somebody else other than this brother right here had called in about ADOS situation, and that other writer made his opinion of that. But this caller here, we don't want to make confusion on it. He did not say what that other brother said using ADOS. Okay, anyway, we're about 2 minutes away from wrapping up the show. Mr. Fuller, speaking about words, is there another comment or something you would like to make mention or important that we should know about words and the use of words?
Well, just the bottom line, when people use any word that you don't know exactly what the person means when they use the word, like, or word terms, a combination of words.
Yes, sir.
I'll just give one that people are somewhat familiar with in the Northwestern Hemisphere. Make America great again. Now, before you react to that in a way that may be non-constructive, according to the code, what would be the proper response to a person saying, make America great again? Or a person came around with a hat on your job. Or if everybody on the job came in with a hat saying, make America great again. You simply ask a question. What is America? What do you mean by great? By doing what? All right. And what will be the constructive result when it is the way it ought to be?
Okay.
What do you mean by America in the first place?
Unfortunately.
So the first thing you're going to have to find out is, what do you mean by America?
Okay. Unfortunately, got to leave it there, Mr. Fuller. So we'll pick that up next week right there, Make America Great Again explanation. And the topic for next week will be, what are the fundamentals of codification? So get your questions ready for that. Mr. Fuller, thank you. Callers, thank you. You were just outstanding. So we will see you or hear from you and be here next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.